The first piece that you'll find in the page 261 of the Mesoras HaRav Chumash in Parshas Maaseh, when it describes the travels of Bnei Yisrael, and it says, "Umitzrayim mekabrim es asher hika Hashem behem, kol bechor uvelohehem asa Hashem shvatim." Hashem smote all firstborns and the gods, that which the Egyptians worshipped. Okay, so there are two ideas that Rav said. The idea of the gods of the Egyptians, why were they smitten? Because if you're going to engage in justice, shvatim, to a society, it's important to root out the corruption. You have to destroy that which is their theology, that which they worship, that which is their whole base of their, the basis of their corrupt foundation. And it was very crucial for the Jews to see and for the Egyptians to see that everything that was the fulcrum in the center of Egyptian life, a corrupt moral ethical life, a corrupt philosophical life, that which was the foundation of it, has to be defeated, has to be destroyed and uprooted. And that's the idea of the Shvatim, the judgments that was done against the Egyptian gods. But the description is that God smote the Bechor. What's the idea there behind the knockout punch, so to speak, that which was put an end to the Egyptian civilization and society, was the smiting of the Bechor, the firstborn. Because they lived in a society where primogeniture is what defined their society. The Pharaoh is not the only one who ran that society. There's no way one man can run a civilization that encompasses the northern third of the African continent, the whole Nile River basin, that was the greatest economy on the face of the earth. It was the great civilization. There's got to be a leadership infrastructure. And like many societies historically, primogeniture is ultimately what controlled that society. Meaning what? The oldest son. Who inherited the business? Who inherited the government monopoly? Who inherited the farm? It's always the firstborn son. The younger children, they had to go find their way. But it wasn't just that the people in a position of control, the people who had the positions of authority, the people who had the government positions, who had the businesses, were the Bechor, the firstborn. That's true. That's absolutely true. But it's more than that. It's that the Bechor in a society ultimately is the bully. He's the one that bosses around. He's the one that controls the younger. And who enslaved the Jews? Who forced the Jews, who could have been role models, who could have been ethical and moral role models, who could have been the ones that would have taken that great society, that great civilization that was economically superior to anything on earth, that society that was culturally superior to anything on earth, that technologically was superior to anything on earth, who could have transformed that into a great ethical society, a great moral society, a great theological, philosophical society? It could have been the Jews. The Jews could have been the ones to do it. They ultimately were the role model. They were the influencer that God sent to Mitzrayim to transform it. But what did they do? The power structure, not just the Pharaoh, it wasn't a one-man show, but the whole power structure was threatened by the Jews. And they enslaved the Jews. They oppressed the Jews. They murdered the Jewish children. They took away Jewish dignity. It was the whole institution of primogeniture, of the power base, the Bechor, that did that. And with the destruction of the Bechor is a Mida Keneged Mida. The very ones who oppressed and enslaved the Jews were the leadership, was the power base. They're the ones who had the Jews as the slaves on their farms, in their businesses, in their homes. And what happened? Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure, Hika Hashem is called Bechor Mitzrayim. It was the very people who oppressed and enslaved them that were punished. And as well, that very, very power base that controlled everything in Egypt. Ultimately, Hashem destroyed the power base. He uprooted it through the slaying of the firstborn. And what that did was, it conveyed a real sense of justice. People perceive Hashem, people perceive God, when justice is enforced, when there is a comeuppance for those who wronged others. And they didn't just wrong the Jews. Those are the ones who suffered the most under this primogeniture society. But they also imposed their power, imposed their will on all of Mitzrayim. And when the very ones who did that were punished in Makos Bechoros, that ultimately was the knockout punch. That ultimately was the vehicle that undid and that overturned and that destroyed the source of the corruption, the source of the terrible tyrannical power that caused so much pain, so much suffering, and that ethically and morally, you know, was the worst role model imaginable. That's how the Rav explained the beginning of that pasuk.